This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It is time to ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey. This is from Catrice in Baltimore, who writes, "My sister suspects her husband of cheating, and she's so worried that she's losing weight and she can't sleep. I've seen him out with a lady, and I met her. Would it help if I had a real conversation with my brother-in-law? Will he stop cheating?"
No, he's not going to stop cheating if you have a real conversation with your brother-in-law. He married to your sister and he cheated. He ain't even married to you. Well, what are you going to say? What are you going to say? The girl already suspects it. You've seen him with the girl. And now you're going to bring it up. He know he busted. He know he busted. There's nothing you can say. That's going to make what you going to say. I'm going to tell your wife. She already know. So this is none of your business. You have to let this play out, lady. It's not your business. I know you love your sister and everything. Yeah. Just go on and be there for her, hold her. You know, just going to court. He's gonna lose a lot of stuff when he get there too. He ain't gonna believe this.
All right, well, moving on to LaWanda in Macon. LaWanda says, "I had a thing with my coworker before I got married, and she told me she missed me, so I went by her house one day last week. I feel bad about sneaking around on my hubby, so do you think he'll have an open mind about it if I tell the truth?"
Wait a minute.
I knew you were going to say that.
Mixed up a little bit.
LaWanda in Macon. It's what you heard. LaWanda says she had a thing with her coworker before she got married. And The coworker told her that she missed her. So she went by her house one day last week. And she says she feels badly about sneaking around on her husband. So do you think he'll have an open mind about it if she tells the truth?
Well, so I'm not women. Sure if he's going to have an open mind. But the first thing he going to want to do is join in. I can almost assure you that that's going to happen.
And rightfully so.
Right, but he's not going to have an open mind. He might, but or it could end y'all's relationship. It's one of the two. Mm-hmm. He going to either want to join in or y'all going to end this relationship. That's a chance you're going to have to take because I can't help you.
Shut your damn mouth.
You're out of this one. All right, moving on.
I don't know why y'all got to tell everything, though. Just be quiet. You done made the mistake. You done went over to the girl house. Y'all done been at it again. Shut up.
Let it go.
Why did y'all have to talk? I don't understand that. Shut up.
It's the same reason you have
shut
to lie.
Shut up.
I guess.
Same reason we have
no,
to lie.
But shut up.
Stop talking.
Lying and talking too much is two totally different things. We lie out of necessity. Anybody ask y'all walk in here and tell the damn truth?
That's on us.
Why?
That's your
purpose
problem.
Is that served?
Frisia in Dover says, my husband told me that he didn't mind if I got breast implants as long as he got to pick the size. I don't want the big ones that he wants me to have. So should I be honest with him or go ahead and get the C cup that I want and deal with him later?
Yeah. Why you gonna put something on you don't want? Is you crazy? You're already married to him. Man's stupid. He done put something over here. You're gonna be crushing beer cans with your breasts if you listening to him.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stop that. Girl, it's got to make sense. That's what's happening with these women going here asking these men about these BBLs. That's why these asses done got out of control right now. Y'all walking around here looking like a sugar ice cream cone.
Yeah, I have a girlfriend that
you know them little waffle cones?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, send them in a great big old ass, little bitty thighs. Can't even hold that much tail up. That's why y'all be listening to men. You can't get the big ones and you little. It's got to make sense. Ask the doctor what he think. Damn.
Proportionate.
Yeah, for her health.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just you're suggesting and agreeing with her that she should just get the smaller size that she wants. Because it's her body anyway. Okay. All right, last one, Steve.
People.
Huh?
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Moving on to Davion in Fort Lauderdale. Davion says, I'm a painter and I went to do a job at one of my buddy's house and his lady friend was walking around in her bra and panties. I was uncomfortable and I told him. He told me that's because I want her. How did he jump to that conclusion?
What?
Yeah.
What?
Damn.
Shirley, what?
Okay. This is crazy.
All of us, all the men went, what?
I know. Okay, so.
You hired me to paint.
I'm gonna say it again. I'm going to say it again because it's crazy. Davion is a painter. He went to do a job at one of his buddy's house, and his lady friend was walking around in her bra and panties. He said he was uncomfortable, and he told him. The guy told him that that's because he wants her. How did he jump to that conclusion? So he went to paint the guy's house. The guy's woman was walking around in her bra and panties, and the painter was uncomfortable, so he told his friend about it. He told the guy about it who he was doing the job for, and the guy said, that's because you want her. And he's trying to figure out how in the world did he come to that conclusion.
Well, these are some swingers right here. Well, you over at the house, and then that was the selling tool, and then he go, that's because you want her. Mm-hmm. Now, any other man, the hell you mean you looking at my wife walking around the house? It would have been all other, but where the question come from, that's because you want it. Wait a minute, hold on.
Right.
See, all that's a setup question. Y'all got to know what's happening here. Now, then you're going to say, well, damn, she in my face, dog. I'm just letting you know. Well, do you want her? Finna get into what this all about right here. See, you ain't finna just be a painter. You finna be a porn star. You finna be on film, dog.
Yeah. Okay, he so why is she walking around?
Strawberry lemonade watching. She advertising, Shirley.
Yeah.
She advertising.
Yeah.
Because that's what he like. He likes to watch people with his girl. So now he set the painter up. Now you gonna be over there and he gonna be in the corner drinking strawberry lemonade watching y'all. That's what's gonna happen to y'all.
Let that job go, partner.
Yeah, just walk out.
Yeah.
Because,
you finna be a world of trouble right here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can
borrow
your painting roll up and just leave.
Unless you're gonna paint naked. Unless you're gonna paint naked and
go
on and let
what
it.
What you gonna be doing?
Hey, we all in this now.
It doesn't sound like he is, though. He's uncomfortable. He already said he's uncomfortable.
This is Steve Harvey Morning Show, man.
Would you rather be known as a sex symbol, or would you rather be known as the funniest man?
Oh, I'll be beat in, because I ain't going to be no sex symbol. Not with this body. I missed that train. I'm not going to be that.
I am a sex symbol. I can't get rid of it.
You can't help it.
I know I can't get rid of that.
And that right there is the funniest thing you ever seen.
Hey, that's more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show,
97.1 QMG.